Welcome, Francesca, for the interview.
It's Rebecca. Yeah, I'm just with the other Rebecca. I'll just put you on loudspeaker 1 moment.
Yeah, sure.
Hi.
Hi, girls.
Hello. It's okay.
Can you hear me back?
Yeah, can you hear us?
Perfect. I'm so happy to have reached you today because at Eurosonic my battery died. It was
Yeah, calm,
everything.
no worries.
Yeah, it was everything so confusing, like every year in Eurosonic for a professional. But anyway, I saw your performance.
Oh, cool. Did you like it?
And it was amazing.
Oh, thank you so much.
I really like it. And I mean, how can we introduce your duo to Italian people? You are a very glam duo. Glam on the inside, I think.
Yeah, we definitely like to make sure we bring that across in our music, kind of dancey party music.
And what were your influences when you start to making music and thinking about the project?
So we listen to lots of old school bands like Chic and like Earth, Wind and Fire, lots of the Woody Fellas, yeah, people like Madonna, people who just got people moving. And we thought it would be a really cool thing to try and recreate something similar. Obviously we've been friends for so long as well, so it's easy for us to have a good time on stage together.
And anyway, you got a very successful single release a couple of years ago, right?
Are we talking about Last Chance to Dance?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really popular song. People really like it. So, yeah, every time we play it on stage, it's definitely the most popular, I'd say.
Because I think that's the nice thing of this year is that a lot of artists in Eurosonic weren't with a ready long record or something, but with a very successful singles or very successful hit on Spotify. I mean, this year was very particular for the changing of music. How people change to use to approach music, and it was pretty cool, I think.
Yeah, on
Because,
Spotify.
yeah.
Eurosonic was incredible this year. There's so many great bands, and yeah, I know what you're saying. It was great how people are using technology to move their, creative side forward.
Okay. And anyway, I saw even your social media, and I really like that. Sometimes for our girl in the business, it's always more difficult than for the guys still. And instead, you are pretty cool and with a nice way to participate to important things like awareness for breast cancer and everything. And I
Yeah,
thought,
so are you basically saying it's a bit more difficult for the girls, are you saying?
yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah, we've been partaking in some in some important campaigns aimed at breast cancer and stuff, and that was a really important thing for us to be involved in. And we're also really interested in how women in music are seen and perceived. And we actually DJed an event the other night that was to do with women in music, and it was great to hear some people's talks on their experiences. But luckily, we have a really good team behind us and some really good boys in our band, and we just have a really good time together on the road.
Okay, perfect. And how is now your working studio? Because I mean, you are still not release an album. At least, you are still not release in Italy an album. But how is now working in studio? What are your plans?
Yeah,
And
we've written lots and lots of songs over this time we've been working at Echo. So our next plan is to choose the ones that we like the best, and we're going to start putting them together in an album to be released.
Okay. And the question is really stupid, but where do your name come from? Because it's cool, but I mean
Yeah, thank you. We're both called Rebecca,
Yeah.
so it's F, the back half of our name.
So, wow. I got it now.
Yeah,
I feel stupid. I feel a little stupid, but I got it now. It's
most people don't know, you're not the only one.
No, instead it's really smart. I mean, summarize well
Yeah.
what you
Yeah.
were. And you are more studio girls or live girls? I mean, you prefer the most working in studio or performing live?
I think they're very different. So obviously, I think we both enjoy both sides of it a lot, but live is really special because that's when we get to share our songs with everyone else.
Okay. And so last question is, what are your plans for this year? It's only January.
Yeah, well, we're going to play at a festival called Dice in Utrecht, which is and we have got some other exciting things coming up. We can't tell you at the moment. We're going to release a few more singles ahead of the album and play some festival dates. So yeah, just organizing all of that.
Okay, I hope to see you around
Yeah.
soon.
So
Okay, thanks a lot, girls. Have a nice
bye,
day.
Rebecca. Bye.
Bye.